Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back here on a Thursday for our Survivor exit interview. Today we're going to be talking with the sixth place finisher from Survivor 43. That's going to be Cody after what went on at that incredible tribal council last night. I was going on and on at the Survivor Know-It-Alls about how great I thought the episode was, and I stand by it today, even in the light of day. I think that was the best Survivor episode, at least in the last 2 years. And we might even be able to go back. I guess for me, it's between the episode where Sophie got voted out and Tony made the big move, the 4-3-2 against Sophie in Survivor Game Changers. But this was just really incredible. Looking forward to talking to Cody here in just a couple of moments. Of course, you can watch this on our YouTube channel at robiswebsite.com/YouTube. From here, I've got a busy day, of course, doing a bunch of amazing race exit interviews. Also had our recap of the Amazing Race 34 finale. I will not spoil that for you here, but you can go ahead and check that out in our podcast feed. Then for the patrons, we're going to have our patron Rehappy Hour is coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern. If you are available to join us, I'll be taking calls from the patrons for about an hour on Discord and in our Facebook group. I'm sure we will talk a lot about Survivor there. And then at 7:30 tonight, I will be speaking with Jamal Shipman and talking about everything that's going on. So I'll be live for the patrons for that one. Everybody else will get the chance to hear that tomorrow. We'll also have a Feedback Friday coming up with Mike Bloom. If you've got feedback questions, send them in. We love your voicemails. Rob@website.com/voicemail. I see that we have Cody here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Hey, Cody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino, I just want to first compliment you because I thought you had a pretty radical game out there on Survivor this season.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
How are you doing after this whole experience and just the really tough way you went out of the game last night?
Right now I'm hungover, to be honest with you. Last night we celebrated and, I feel relieved, to be honest with you, it was a tough one to digest and process, but, I feel relieved after watching the episode.
So watching it back, the question I think that so many of us have today is why give the idol back to Jesse? You had it in your possession. You showed it to Carla, but between then and tribal council, you gave it back to him. Why in your mind was that something that you did?
Yeah, man. I mean, that was our token of trust, for the 21 days. And I had that in my possession during that day. And, me and Carla, we're going to take him into tribal council. And Jesse planted a spook in my head and said, hey, she may have a knowledge of power. And I processed that throughout the day, and he never asked for it back. And I was like, you know what? I trust Jesse way more than I trust Carla. And I felt that by me taking it back at that time, then would also make him be like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
We've had this trust going on. Now it's on the ninth hour. You want to take it back. So by her asking for it, for showing it in tribal council and him not asking for it back, made me go with my gut and who I trusted. And it was ultimately my demise.
So did you give it back to him without him asking for it?
Yeah, he never asked for it.
Wow.
And that was, again, he just kind of a couple times he said, I don't know, man, I think she may have it. And her unknowingly,
yeah.
The perfect storm was like, I think we need to have it at tribal council. I think we need to have it at tribal council. I'm like, why the hell do we need to show it at tribal council? That seems a little arrogant to me. Like, I don't want to come in there parading around with it. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of the perfect storm between, and Carla unknowingly, I'm trying to get her out and she unknowingly has got me, giving my idol back.
Yeah, that's super interesting. So going back to your relationship with Jesse, would you have ever considered a move like this against Jesse? Is that something that you ever thought about?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't have it in me, man. After that NECA vote, we voted out NECA, I was so gutted. I couldn't sleep. And I told myself, I'm not doing that again. And, unfortunately I needed to, and I didn't have it in me.
Mm-hmm. Cody, did you have a final three that you, in your mind that you were trying to get to the end with?
Yeah, bro. I wanted me, Jesse, and Gabriel. Jesse was from day one. You know, when that we were on the beach on that first challenge, I grabbed that box from him and said, he looked at me, said, let's start this game. We finish this game together. And that's, like I said, I'm Iowa nice. I got the Aloha spirit. And I said, let's do it, man. Let's do it. And at that point, there's 18 people. That's a pretty good offering. Let's go. And Gabriel was just, it didn't show a lot of it in the game, but Gabriel and I there after we made that bond at like 10, really kicked it off. I really enjoyed his wisdom and conversations out there on the beach.
Going back to the last vote, we saw that you felt that you wanted to take Cassidy out of the game. And then we saw Jesse come to you and say, hey, I think the move is going to be Sammy and we'll get Carla voting the other way. I said, I really don't think that's the right idea. You end up voting with everybody and vote out Sammy. What did Jesse say to convince you that that was the right move for the last vote?
Yeah, no. When the idea came up of not telling Carla to vote for Cassidy, that would then drive a wedge in them. That was what was like, okay, I'm in. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I was all Cassidy. I wanted Cassidy out. She knew she was a challenge threat. She wins the next challenge. Mm-hmm. But when the idea came to vote out Sammy and then to have not tell Carla about Cass, I was like, okay, that makes sense. I can do that.
Do you think that had you voted out Cassidy at that last tribal council instead of Sammy, do you think that that would have changed this vote for you and how it went down?
I mean, based on the results, I got second place by literally a couple seconds. Yeah, I would have won tribal council.
Yeah.
But you know, Rob, I was so in with Jesse. I had actually talked to him at 5. I said, listen, man, if one of us wins and we get to 5, everybody's going to think I got the idol. I'll give it to you so we can both go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned how to play the game Survivor really quick.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a whole lot of Survivor in my life. I can tell you that a couple episodes I did watch was the Wendell and Dom. And then I watched, what was it, with Xander in there. And I said, listen, I can get to the end with somebody, but I don't want to get to the end and not be able to have a resume and not get a vote.
Yeah.
So those two seasons played a big part of how I played the game as well. And, you know, now I'm like, dude, you don't get to the end and win like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go back to when you had the advantage for the Choose Your Champion. So that was a really cool moment on the show where we saw that you found it. What did you tell people about that having the advantage, if anything?
So I came back and I thought that some people would obviously know that I had the advantage. And I told Sammy, I told Jesse, I told a few people just for like another piece of trust. I didn't tell them who I picked. I guess maybe I'm not picking up your question correctly.
It seemed like nobody knew that you had something and everybody was looking for it together. Was anybody annoyed with you that like, hey, why didn't you say something that you found it?
I caught that at the last minute. Mm-hmm. In that episode, I said, you know, I'm not going to sit over here because everybody had kind of given up. You can only put your head in so many spider webs and step in so many ant piles before you're like, I'm done. And there was some speculation that maybe Owen had found it. Actually, Jesse and I had ripped through Owen's bag trying to see if he did find it. Mm-hmm. But I found it at the 9th hour. And I told myself, I'm not giving up and watching this show and seeing someone find it when I'm sitting next to the coals of the fire. And so it wasn't a lot of time to actually communicate it to many people that I had found it. It was literally like, I find it, I do my little interview, and boom, we're going to the challenge.
So other than, giving the idol back to Jesse, is there anything that you did over the course of your game that you wish you could have done differently?
Nah, man, I felt like I rocked that damn game up until that vote out. And yeah. I would say that last 24 hours, I wouldn't have eaten all the danishes and coffee. That definitely changed my outlook because those were $1 million danishes and coffee. I got all jacked up. I ate all those calories and they actually brought out more coffee. I sucked down things of coffee that I hadn't had. I hadn't drank coffee for like 2 months leading up to the show because I didn't want that problem. And then I go and drink a freaking, I don't know, man, a thermos of coffee. And I didn't sleep that night. And that next day I was wore. You know how it is, you don't sleep and you're tired. I was what Survivor is, sleepy and tired times 10.
Yeah.
I couldn't process. And I didn't, and my strategy changed. I would go back after the challenge and listen to people. And because of that and watching it last night, I saw how I was acting. Because of that, I changed my strategy when we got back to the beach, and I started telling people what we're going to do. It's not the way.
The coffee hangover. Usually coffee's the cure for the hangover.
Yeah, but I didn't have any more coffee to drink. So the day later, I'm like, dude, I'm hungover. Like, I need some more coffee.
Yeah. You know, Cody, something that I've wondered about you, you know, everybody knows, you know, you're a big personality and, you know, such a unique character. Did you play that up at all while you were on the island to distract people from what you were doing in the game?
No, not really. I didn't really have to. James was one of the guys out there. James had a big personality out there. We didn't get to see a lot of it, but he had a big personality. So I kind of got to cruise behind him. But, you know, some advice I got when I went to that game was to be yourself and have fun. And that's what I did.
What about your partnership with Jesse? Did you two work to hide that from the other players?
You know, Jesse and I had, the reason why no one knew that Jesse and I were steering this ship is because we didn't show anybody. Our relationship was in 10-minute increments, about 2 or 3 times throughout the day. And we would catch up real quick, move on. And it worked out well because I'm over here, you know, being myself, you know, doing the things that I do. And Jesse's over here quiet and doing the things that he does. And it allowed us to have two different relationships in the field of players that exposed information differently from everyone.
I feel like Cassidy is somebody that we haven't seen a ton of her story on the show. What was your feelings about Cassidy? I know you wanted to get her out at the last tribal council. Where did you see her fitting in the game?
You know, Cassidy played with Carla and, I would say Cassidy and Carla had a very similar relationship to me and Jesse, where Carla was the strategist, Jesse was the strategist. And I would say that's kind of where she laid in there, but she was able to connect with people deeply. I had some deep connections with Cassidy in just kind of a spiritual type way. You know, the one thing people don't realize in that game is there's real relationships. Relationships are built of experiences. And there's so many experiences that you're having so quickly, whether it be the challenges, whether it be eating, whether it be sleeping. And I had some really good experience with Cassidy on just a social level of communicating life. So I don't know. I didn't see a lot of Cassidy's strategy. We weren't really lined up at all during the game.
Okay. Gabler too, you mentioned him, and he's another person that from the outside looking in, it's been hard to sort of figure out where he fits in with everything. Were you surprised to see him go back to Carla and say to Carla about how, you know, you and Jesse were such big threats on that vote when you took out Noel?
Yeah, that was a shock, man. I thought when I had met up with Gabler at 10, I thought we were lock solid. I was surprised to hear him say that. Obviously, they never acted on it. It didn't do anything. It didn't hold any clout. I think I was most surprised with Gabler when I thought he was my insurance policy for the move that I made last night. Mm-hmm. I thought that Gabler, of everybody, would come up and say, hey, this thing's going south. Because I didn't tell him the whole plan. I just said, hey, let's go for Carla. Just like we had done the last 3 or 4 votes. We'd have quick conversations. So I was surprised. Yeah, him. It made more sense that he was able to slice me off and not tell me after hearing that.
Okay, Cody, last thing. We know you have the famous live-in tattoo. Have you thought about a Survivor tattoo yet?
Like a Survivor live-in?
Survivor anything?
No.
Okay. All right.
I mean.
Putting it out there.
Yeah, bro. Who knows? Maybe I'll create a Survivor live-in following tattoo and we can have a Facebook page or Instagram page of people getting tattoos on the butt cheeks.
Let's do it. All right.
Are you in?
I'm in, Cody. All right. Don't hold me to that. Okay. So thank you for getting up early. I appreciate it. Hope you're feeling better as the day goes on. And again, you were really fun to watch on the show. All the best outside Survivor. Okay.
Thanks,
bro. All right, take care, Cody. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Cody Assenmacher, and really some very insightful stuff from Cody. The biggest thing for me was the fact that when Carla went and said, like, hey, show me the idol, that this sort of like created this threat. Oh my God, maybe she has the knowledge is power. And that was where, you know, Cody didn't want to lose the idol. So he handed it back off to Jesse, who didn't really even ask for it. And we still don't know the answer officially, but it seems like that between Dwight and Cody, two different times in this season, people are giving their idol to Jesse at a point where they don't come out of the tribal council with it, which is amazing. So really some intriguing stuff coming out of that exit interview. Hope Cody is feeling better soon. And, you know, so much cool stuff coming out of this home stretch of Survivor 43. Speaking of cool stuff, you know who's around the corner. Jordan Kalish is going to be here to talk about some final six votes in Survivor history when we come back right after this. All right, everybody. We back with the king of Survivor trivia. Give it up for Jordan Kalish.
We are back, yes, baby. We're back. King of John's here again for the Twitch season finale. I can't believe
I forgot. It's the Twitch season finale.
I know. Crazy, Rob. It seems like we just started the season on the first exit interview, but now we are on the penultimate exit interview. But unfortunately, we don't do the Twitch for the finale. There's too many people, Rob. There's too many people to talk to.
Too many folks. And so we are going to now take a quick break a Twitch break through the holidays. And then after this, the next time we get back together, it will be time for Survivor 44. We'll be talking about the first boot of Survivor 44.
Can't wait, Rob. I hope that it can't is, wait. I hope it's not one of our fan favorites going in or like either of our winner picks.
I hope there's not a patron that's on the season and they get voted off first.
That'd be bad. I mean, the patrons on this season,
we'll still love them
for the most part. Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll still love the patrons, but we'll be sad for them. Mm-hmm. We want the patrons to do well.
Yeah. Okay. And by that time, maybe you'll get over the sting of Aaron Judge.
Well, when you're listening to this podcast, you might know what his team is for the next 9 or 10 years. So I don't know yet. Some false reports coming out today. Fake
he's
news.
Schrodinger's right fielder for you right now.
Yes, is he? That's the stupid kid that plays the piano. On the
yes, perfect, yeah. Perfect.
Schrodinger's judge. Yes.
You brought it all back. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So,
what do you want to talk about?
I think we should talk about Survivor. I have some games. I have some games for you. Some trivia games. Here is a new game. I don't know if we've really done this before. It's I'm going to give you a couple players who have come in sixth place on Survivor.
Okay.
We're going to do this a couple times. So these ones are going to be six placers. I am going to give you the player. I'll give you what season they are. And then I'm going to give you four different vote totals that these players had went out on in the tribal council in which they were voted.
Boy, we're really all in on the vote totals in season 43.
I like the votes. So the four players that you are going to be worrying about right now are Krista from Pearl Islands, Danny from Survivor 41, Jake the Snake from Survivor Thailand, and John Mish from Survivor San Juan del Sur. The vote totals, one of these people went out on a 2-2-2 vote with a 2-1 revote after the tie. One of these players went out on a 3-3 vote with a 4-0 revote after the tie. One went out on a straight 4-2 vote. One went out on a 5-1 vote. You have to match the vote totals with these six place Survivor players.
Okay.
So and for each one. So here's what you're going to do. You're actually going to lock in your answer. For every person that you have in the right spot, you will get 1 point. So you could get up to four. You could get as little as zero.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say Krista Hasty. I'm going to say this is the 4-2 vote. I'll say Danny from Survivor 41 is the 3-3 vote. I'll say Jake Billingsley is the 5-1 vote, and John Mish is the 2-2-2 vote with the 2-1 tiebreaker.
Okay, and you're locking that in?
Lock it in.
All right, Rob, I can tell you that you get a total of 4 points. You are a perfect 4 for 4 on the 6 placers. That is absolutely correct. Krista, of course, Sandra
cha-ching,
would never
cha-ching,
vote
cha-ching,
against her.
Cha-ching. Yep.
Jake the Snake, the last Sukjai left in the game. And then there were the 2 tie votes. Danny, that is correct. That was a tie between him and Deshaun. And then John Mish went out on the 2-1 revote. So you were a perfect 4-4. Now, we're going to do the 7th placers. Same game. I have Corinne from Survivor Gabon. I have Lauren Rimmer from HHH. I have Jonathan Penner from Cook Islands. And I have Sunday Berquist from Millennials versus Gen X. We have a 1-0 vote. We have a 4-2-0 vote. And of course, if the numbers don't add up to 7, you know that there is some idle shenanigans in there.
Say it again. Oh, that 1-0. What's it?
1-0.
Yeah.
4-2-0. So somebody got votes, but that were negated by an idle. We had 6-1 and 4-3.
Okay. 4-3. Okay. Okay. All right. I am ready to lock in my answers.
Okay. Let's see who we have.
Okay. I'm going to say Corinne is the 6-1. Randy is gone. Corinne had no allies. I think that it will be Corinne is 6-1. Rimmer, this is going to be the 1-0. Ben plays an idol, nullifies all of these votes against him. Penner, I think that's the straight up 4-3 vote in Cook Islands. And then Sunday, I'll say, is the 4-2 vote. I think this might be when Adam gets Jay to play his idol, nullifying one vote as Sunday goes home.
Okay, and you're locking that in?
I'll lock it in.
Okay, so I can tell you that on the 7th placers game, you get 2 points.
2 points?
Yes, you are correct on Lauren Rimmer going out 1-0. Obviously, Ben plays his idol, negating the rest of the
votes. I don't get to switch it to try to get the other points?
Not for this game, because we have one more thing to get to.
Oh, okay.
This is, right. Yeah. Sunday is the 4-2-0 that you're right. Adam got Jay to burn his idol there. Penner actually goes out 6-1. Everybody voted for Jonathan Penner. And the 4-3 was Corinne. Actually, Bob, the eventual winner of the season, and I believe it was Ken. Yeah, Ken voted for Maddie there. That was the 3. So you get 2 points. You're still doing well. You have a 6 points out of a total 8 here. This is going to be a multiple choice question. This is going to be worth 2 points if you're right, 0 points if you are wrong.
Okay.
And these are going to concern 8th placers. 3 of these players came in 8th place on their season. One of them came in 9th. Who is the 9th place imposter who is sus here and did not come in 8th place on their season?
Okay.
We have Dave Ball from Samoa. We have Gabby from David versus Goliath. We have Karishma from Island of the Idols. And Kelly Goldsmith from Survivor Africa.
I think I actually know this one pretty easily. Okay?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I think your imposter, your 9th placer, needs to do the walk of shame out of here. And I'm going to say that I think it's Kelly Goldsmith.
So I could confirm that Kelly Goldsmith was an imposter. You get 2 points. That was the 5-4 vote. Very famous vote.
Honestly, if you're going to try to trick me on that, you need to like the early seasons is not the place to hide the imposter.
No, I had a feeling.
The early seasons are very like by the book, like very much like who's the 10th placer on like any season after Heroes versus Villains? Like God knows.
Yeah, but before that, it's just like, oh, who made the merge but not the jury, and then you could sort of figure that out. And yes, Kelly Goldsmith. This was a famous 5-4 vote between Kelly and Lex. This is, of course, the episode where Lex is trying to weed out who was the snake. He got it wrong, of course. Famously, it was T-Bird who had voted for him on the Clarence vote, but they vote out Kelly here. Brandon Quinton makes one of the biggest bonehead mistakes in Survivor history. He gets voted out next by siding with the Lex people. So you have a total of 8 points. We're going to go to our final game. this is going to be the loved ones game.
Okay.
I missed the loved ones challenge on Survivor. I've always been a fan of it. And there are a bunch of seasons that happened this week in Survivor history. 8 of them, in fact, where the we had
we want love and key lime pie.
Yes, I did not get that reference the last time I recorded Twitch, but now that I have listened to the Bryce Isaiah podcast, I do get that, and I see that you were doing Jeff the whole time. We never knew. the Jeff voice. Get your head out of the gutter, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Get my head out of the gutter.
Oh, I thought you were. I don't know. I thought you were laughing. Based. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anyway,
gone over my head. Yeah.
Yeah. The loved ones visit happened on 8 seasons this week in Survivor history. I am going to. There are 8 of these. We're not going to get to all 8. I think that would take too long. So we are going to do 5 of these. You are going to give me. You're going to pick a number from 1 to 8. That's going to decide the order, and that's going to decide the 8 seasons. Wait, we do.
What am I picking?
Oh yeah, you're picking the person who won the loved ones challenge, not people who got picked to see their loved one.
All right.
It's the person who actually won the challenge. I will let you know if it was a reward challenge or an immunity challenge. On some of these seasons, there are both, and you could actually, if you pick a season that has 2 of these challenges, you have a bonus opportunity to gain a point. So it's sort of luck of the draw here if you pick the right number.
I'll pick lucky number 5 for Mike White.
Okay, we are starting with number 5.
He is the stunner, yeah.
This is going to be Survivor South Pacific. I can tell you this was not an immunity challenge. Who won the challenge to... Who won the loved ones challenge?
Okay. Wait, are the loved ones challenge ever an immunity challenge?
There have been.
To see your loved one is immunity?
It's rare. It's rare, but it's happened.
Okay.
I think Vanuatu. I'll give you away Vanuatu because that did not happen this week in Survivor history.
Vanuatu was a reward challenge. They were in they competed with their loved ones, but also that they got to see, they thought they were on Skype and then they brought them out.
Yeah, but there was also the immunity challenge where they came
back.
Yeah,
but that's not the loved ones challenge. That was like their loved ones competed in the challenge with them.
Okay, sure, but it was still a loved ones related challenge.
I guess so. Okay, well, I don't know why I would think that was what we were talking about.
It's a challenge with loved ones.
I guess so.
This is not an immunity challenge.
No reasonable person would think that. Okay, so we are trying to figure out what season? South Pacific?
South Pacific.
Who won the loved ones challenge in South Pacific? I really have. And then there were like the loved ones went to go to like the on Redemption Island, right? Because then or they went and did they go to Redemption Island with people? So. I do not know. I am going to say that the winner of the Loved Ones Challenge was, I'm going to say it was Brandon Hance.
Brandon Hance. We do, of course, remember seeing Brandon Hance's dad. That was Sean Hance, right? It was his dad. So Brandon was selected to see his loved one, but it was actually Ozzy. Ozzy won the challenge on Redemption Island, and he was given the right to give loved ones to 3 people in the game. He picked Albert, Coach, and Brandon. Mm-hmm. So he did not get the point for that. Okay. That was kind of a tricky one.
Kind of a tricky one.
But let's go to this one. This one is less tricky. This is more straight up. We're going to go to Philippines. This was their reward challenge.
Okay. I believe Malcolm won it.
Malcolm won with his brother. That is correct. So you get a point there. We have 3 more of these. We're going to go to Survivor Heroes, Healers, Hustlers.
In HHH, it came down to Ben versus Chrissy. And then it was the famous Black Rock versus White Rock challenge.
It was all luck.
Mm-hmm.
Who won that game of luck?
And I want to say that it was Chrissy Hoffbeck.
Chrissy Hoffbeck is correct.
She didn't let Ben see his wife.
Yes, that is correct. And we are going to go to Survivor Thailand. This one comes with a bonus point opportunity because there were two loved ones related challenges. There was a reward challenge, and then there was an immunity challenge where the contestants got to compete with their loved ones. So here's what I'm looking for. If you're able to get the reward challenge winner correct,
what season is this?
This is Survivor Thailand.
Okay.
If you get the reward challenge winner correct, you will have a bonus shot. It's kind of like the 1-1 in basketball. If you make the first one, you have an opportunity at the second point for who won the immunity challenge. The first one is just for the reward. Who won the challenge and got to spend time with their loved one?
Helen Glover.
Helen Glover is correct. You get the point, and because of that, you get to pick who won the immunity challenge paired with their loved one.
Why is it that I know the seasons that were like 20 years ago better than the seasons that were on 2 years ago?
I do too. I couldn't tell you anything about like Survivor 39.
I could tell you one thing. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. But that may be a bad example, yeah. But not for good reasons. But we're also talking about a season here that we sometimes remember for not the best reasons.
Yeah. Okay. And then I believe the winner of the immunity challenge, show me Big Ted.
Big Ted is correct with his brother, Alawan. Mm-hmm. Alawan was the co-winner of that challenge. That is correct. If you told me Alawan, I would have given you like 17 points.
And Big Ted won.
And well, yeah, of course, Big Ted won. So you have one more. This is going to be the reward challenge.
Alawan
Survivor, Survivor China.
Okay. Survivor China, loved ones visit. I'm going to say I really do not know this one well. I'm going to say it was Amanda.
Amanda is incorrect.
Can I get a second guess? Goat Boy Eric.
It was not Goat Boy Eric. It was actually Denise Martin. Eric did get voted out in this episode.
Yeah.
But it was Denise Martin. So you don't get the point there. You get a total of 12 points. You missed, I think you missed 3 points total on this quiz. So 12 out of 15, win in my book. Good job. And of course, the Ted was a bonus point. So that counted that didn't count against your totals if you had gotten it wrong. So you win your final week on Twitch for season 43. Congratulations. Definitely another winning season for Rob Cesternino on Twitch. And your prize, you get to do one more verbal rebus this season. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you as a double prize, because I knew this was this quiz had a lot of questions and I made it a shorter one. This is going to maybe be the shortest verbal rebus we've ever done.
Oh,
this is the first name of China's Zoolander-esque contestant.
Okay.
Dave. Plus... Yeah. Plus, Jeff often comments that these are balancing on a disc.
Dave Ball, there you go.
Yes, okay. Dave Ball is correct. Yeah. Already mentioned. I think
maybe we've overcorrected. I think that we went from so complicated to now. Now I think that Dominic could do them.
Yeah, I think that this one was easy. But again, I like to read the room. I like to know that we're almost 18 minutes into this, and I had a lot more questions than usual because it was our season finale. Mm-hmm. So short verbal rebus. I'm sure next season, you know, might come back with the verbal rebus. Might have to reinvent the way this game is played and come up with something else. We'll see. People seem to like them. Whenever I don't do a verbal rebus, people ask where was the verbal rebus. So
okay,
might be here to stay.
All right. Jordan, anything else you want to share with people? I heard you had a viewing party that was wild last week.
Bringing
it home strong.
It was out of control. And not in a bad way, just in a very crowded way. We had a lot of people in the room. We had a bunch of former and potentially some not so former Survivor contestants at the bar for the viewing party. Great time, really great atmosphere. And I got to say, like every time I do these viewing parties, I think to myself that it's like, you know, the Survivor community in general is like the best fan community I've ever been a part of. This went to
another
level.
Better than the Yankees?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of D-bag Yankee fans, Rob.
That is true.
Including myself at times. But I would say as a fandom, I love the Survivor fandom. And this was, you know, so many RHAP fans in the room, so many Survivor fans that should be RHAP, either listeners or patrons. Maybe we'll next time I see them, I'll convert them. I'll make them patrons. They should be. But just as in general, the Survivor community is so great. And this was like watching the Super Bowl, watching the World Cup championships in the bar, seeing all the stuff go down at Tribal Council and the challenges. Such a great crowd to watch this episode. And I can't wait till our finale party, which is, of course, coming up soon.
Okay. All right. Well, Jordan, great job all season long. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your hard work. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
As always, thanks for having me. This was a great season. I'll talk to you next season.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Jam-packed Survivor exit interview. We've got so much here still to do. Don't forget about the other Survivor podcasts, I'm sure, that you will want to hear as much as you can about this episode. Check out all of our coverage, Why Cody Lost, the B&B this week, the Survivor Global, the Stock Watch, and the Purple Pants podcast, Survivor News Edition. That's all in our Survivor podcast feed. RobHasAWebsite.com/survivor feed. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.